The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage Level 2. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. Level 2 has begun. Thanks to Ricky Sanders for joining us. We'll recap some Korean baseball picks for you before we're done here this evening. And let's hope there's some Korean baseball winners this evening. We could use them after a long day of MLS soccer. Coming into the day today in the MLS, listen, the unders were cashing early in this tournament, and people, listen, it was far from great soccer, but if you were betting the unders, you were off to a pretty good start. The overs have started to catch up, and coming into the day, it was like 5-3, and then you had the TFC game that went over the number, but all the games went over depending on, you know, the numbers that you bet. But TFC and DC United, 2-2 draw. And that game was crazy. All right, TFC had a lead going into the 80th minute. They even were playing. They were up a man. And somehow, like some horrible net minding, or what do they call it in soccer? Goalkeeping? Whatever the hell you want to call it. All right, it was bad. And, you know, it suddenly it's 2-1. Next thing you know, it's 2-2. The Houston LAFC game was just a wild one, man. The LAFC are actually the favorites coming into this thing. I don't think they're going to win. I personally think TFC is going to win this tournament. You know, the Columbus Crew could be a dark horse sleeper in this tournament as well. But I picked TFC, and I think I'm going to get a piece of Columbus. I think Columbus can surprise people here. LAFC are all hype, and they do well in regular season games. And anytime it's like for real, and even though this is far from the World Cup or anything like that, but listen, it's their first game back. But nevertheless, 3-3, crazy game. Game goes way over the number. And then you got the Galaxy in Portland. Now, depends. You know, you could have bet the 2.5 at one number. You could have bet, you know, the 2.5 and over. Or you have to say lay some juice for the 3.5, and it ends up staying under the 3.5. But Portland victorious. All right, so we had two draws today. Toronto FC, DC United draw. LAFC, Houston draw. And now the Portland Timbers finally give us a result this evening in the MLS. All right, baseball. MLS is back? Yeah, whatever. Let's bring baseball back. Baseball's back next Thursday night. We've got numbers. And I'll tell you what, let's start talking some baseball trends. We'll break down the schedule. Bring it. We'll trade late night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking
and want to know how to make it your career.
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
At SportsGrid on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at SportsRage. We're talking baseball tonight, but I just wanted to note something as far as the MLS was concerned. These were the first games that I watched on Fox Sports 1, on the Fox Sports 1 broadcasts. You know, they were on ESPN, they were on Telemundo. So these were the first ones that I caught on FS1, and I was able to find alternate feeds because it was driving me freaking crazy, man. It was driving me crazy. Now, listen, each network handles no fans in the arena and the stadium differently. You know, if you watch the Bundesliga, you watch La Liga, you watch like the European, you know, the EPL, you watch the European leagues, they've added, you know, a little bit of crowd noise. Now, each league is different. I didn't mind I don't mind the subtle one. I don't like it. But I'm saying at least when it's low and it's just subtle, it's like, all right, you're just providing a little bit of background atmosphere. Okay. But you don't need it. Okay. But the thing is, Fox would be the network to do this. Of course, FS1 steps up. Dude, it was like a video game. The crowd was cheering when there was an injury. Like, guys, like, it was like so lowbrow, man. I remember years ago, what was that wrestling? It was WCW. And remember, like, when Goldberg just came out and was just starting? And, like, Goldberg's streak went from, like, you know, he was on like every Saturday, like I don't even think Monday Night Nitro was on yet, type thing. And I remember I used to watch on Saturday nights, and it was like the crappy, you know, WCW cards. But you know, with Norman Smiley and like Goldberg would be like, oh, here's a new guy, Goldberg, he's 2-0, and then next week you see Goldberg, and they're like, oh, he's 26-0, and I'm thinking, what, the guy have 24 matches this week, right? But I swear, I used to watch that stuff with my buddies on Saturday night. You know, we get drunk and we come on at like 6 or something. It'd be like the starlights, okay, let's watch this. And I caught on that like the crowd noise was the same all the time. Like I caught on, I told my buddy, I said, listen, in a second you're going to hear someone go, yoo-hoo, and you're going to hear a boo. And like I said, man, they just have it on like on a loop. The crowd noise is just on a loop. Because it was done in like a small studio and stuff like that. And I thought it was amusing, but it was pretty lowbrow. But like the MLS, like they have it cranked. It's like a video game, literally. I think they went to EA Sports and they took the sound or something from like EA Sports. But it's way over the top. So it's like it's an MLS game. It's not like you would have thought like it was the rowdiest crowd in the history of rowdiest crowds at this game tonight. Like it didn't fit. I get it. You want out crowd noise because you're lazy and your broadcasters suck and they can't carry a game without the frills. Then, hey, so be it. But it was overkill, man. It was overkill. I had to find, and thank God I heard the guy say, well, if you want no crowd noise, there's a feed over on this one. And I was like, I found that. Thank God. Man, that was brutal. The only thing more brutal than that was my MLS picks. Man, I was on the wrong side of a lot of stuff today. I hit a couple of things, but wow, this league killed me. It's not even funny, actually. Like, I don't even want to talk about the amount of money. And I did so well with the UFC, I just gave it all back. I'm going to creep back. We're going to fight back, but it's pretty annoying. I'm not going to lie. Like, I, you know, before I was annoyed by the MLS, now I'm just pissed off and mad. I'm sick of losing with this crap. And I can't stop betting it now because I got to try to get my money back. Right? I'm not just going to tap out. No one likes a quitter. No one likes a quitter. Man, they're going to do the same crap with the NBA, too. They're going to add crowd noise with the NBA broadcast. That's going to be ultra annoying. We know there's no fans there, okay? There's no fans. Like, why are you lying to us and trying? Like, everything's a lie, right? And you guys got to lie about everything. It's like fake news, fake crowd. Like, you know, we don't need a fake crowd. And I know why they're doing it in the NBA, because the language is going to be way over the top. And they're panicked, right? There's going to be all kinds of, like, you know, it'll just be over the top. So I get it, actually. But my deal with the NBA is I wouldn't have crowd noise. I would play music during the game. They already play music during the game anyways. So, like, basically, you know what I mean? Like, that would give the home court advantage to the team, because that's what they have as it is now. It's very strange in the NBA. It's the, like, the opposite of the National Football League. Like, the National Football League, when your team has the ball, the home fans are quiet, right? And when the visiting team has the ball, the crowd goes as loud as possible to try to distract the visiting team. The NBA is different. It's like opposite. It's very bizarre. Like, when the home team gets the ball, the music kicks in. And when the visiting team gets the ball, it goes all silent. You're not allowed to play the music when the other team has the ball. It's like a bizarre opposite world thing in the NBA. So, like, if you have home court advantage, then you get to play music when you have the ball. So, you know, I'm curious to see what happens in the bubble with that, if they're going to do that. I mean, if you guys went out of your stupid way to bring in your own hardwood courts, man, that's dumb. Everyone I spoke to said, no, you don't need to bring your own hardwood. Pete Annapolis had a good point. He goes, it's about the baskets, man. It's about the baskets. But listen, I understand why the networks are adding the sound. To be honest, I don't understand for the MLS. There's no need for the MLS. It's annoying, all right? It's just annoying. It's patronizing. There's no fans at the games. I don't need to hear fans. Like, whatever happened to, like, broadcasting, like, the event? That's the event. Like, it's rawness in its entirety. That's what it is. Now, listen, the NBA, I totally get it. The NBA players' language is going to be over the top. It's going to freak people out. All right, it just won't be over the top. It's going to be offensive. So they're, you know, they can't do it. So I understand why the NBA is in complete panic. They actually debated whether to just put everything on, like, a massive delay. But I, you know, their sponsors, and, like, nobody wants, like, to watch this on a delay. 7-second delay is one thing already, but I don't like it. I don't like it. And like I said, it wasn't well done. Like, at least the Bundesliga did it. Like, they had it just down. It was subtle. You couldn't really tell. It was like, is that real or what is that? Like, right? You know what I mean? The Bundesliga was subtle. The MLS game, there was literally a guy that was injured, and they had the same crowd noise going. And it's like, guys, like, and how many people are at this game anyways? 800,000 people? Like, really? What do you mean, India? Is this a cricket match between Pakistan and India? Like, dude, it's the MLS. Chill out, all right? Like, if anything, like, I like what the Spanish Liga did. The Spanish Liga basically took the EA Sports Spanish Liga sound. And they basically said, when you have the ball, they push the ball. Like, they actually have a sound guy that's, like, on top of things. It's like, okay, nothing's going on. Ball's in the middle of the pitch. No crowd noise. Right? All right. You know what I mean? Oh, there's a ball. Ooh. They actually have all the sounds ready to go. The MLS tonight was just one constant crowd noise. And it was like there was no flow to the flow of the game. It's just annoying. And, you know, it really is. It's just annoying. You know, that's my opinion and whatever, man. Like I said, I'd rather watch it in a language I don't even speak. I'd watch it in like, you know, I don't care. I'll watch it in Turkish, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not watching that stuff with fake crowd noise like that. It sucks, okay? It sucks. And, God, they're going to do it with the NFL as well. Everything's fake, man, in this world. Fake people, fake fans. Why not, though? Most real fans are fake anyways. Living in a fake world. Fake. Everything's fake, 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 fake. Sports Rage, late night, nothing fake about this. Bring it. Bet your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball starts next Thursday. We've got a couple of games on the board. The Washington Nationals host the New York Yankees, and the Los Angeles Dodgers host the San Francisco Giants. So, listen, it starts next Thursday, so it's not as if though we're talking about future bets that we can't really wait that much to be breaking this stuff down, actually. That's my point. It's time to get serious. So I'm telling you right now, if you're serious about betting Major League Baseball futures this year, win totals, division, to make the playoffs, we can go over some of these make the playoff props a little bit, then bust out your Sharpies right now because we've got some pretty good information as far as team schedules this year and, you know, just sort of the obstacles that they have to face. Or some teams actually have a pretty favorable situation this year. Let's start off with a team that I actually like. Last year there was a lot of hype about this team. They had a very, very active offseason. They tried to sign everybody, essentially, right? And they ended up bringing in JT Realmuto, and of course they got Bryce Harper, and of course I'm talking about the Philadelphia Phillies. Right? So the Phillies, hell, the Phillies wanted to get Mike Trout too, right? Like, so the Phillies went, like, all in last year, except they didn't have a manager. They didn't have the right manager, the right team, the right time. You know, Bryce Harper isn't known as being a great chemistry guy, but the fact of the matter is he had a good year for them and he played hard. Like, Bryce Harper isn't a bad guy or anything like that. He can be polarizing, but he got along. He's fit in with Philadelphia very well. Philadelphia's upgraded their bullpen. They've upgraded the manager situation with Joe Girardi as well. So, you know, to me, there's a lot to like about the Philadelphia Phillies. You know, their staff isn't great, but there's a ton of talent on the team. They're going to be right there in the mix. But the problem with the Phillies is they play in a tough division as well. And they have a lot of tough games. And, you know, to put it in context, guys, so the Philadelphia Phillies, 38 of the Phillies' 60 games this year are against team who had a winning record last year. Like they play a killer schedule, man. And it's turned me off of, like, I wanted to take a piece of the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm looking at the Philadelphia Phillies odds and I'm like, man, they're not really getting a ton of respect, but the odds makers have a job for a reason. And they did a pretty good job here with the Phillies. When you put it into perspective that the Philadelphia Phillies, 38 of their 60 games are against teams with a winning record. Get this. The Philadelphia Phillies play 20 games on the road this year against teams with a winning record. And put it in context, look at the division that they're in. The defending champion Washington Nationals are a damn good baseball team still. All right. Even without Anthony Rendon, when you have that pitch in, they're going to be a good team. The Atlanta Braves have like a ton of talent. Like the Braves are like contenders to win the World Series. I don't think they will because they're from Atlanta. Sorry to everyone in Atlanta, specifically my main man, Kyle Hamper. And once again, a late happy birthday. I say that only because I'm sure you're still recovering because I know how Hamper can party. But yeah, Atlanta, listen, nothing ever good happens to Atlanta sports teams, all right? But if you look at the Phillies, you know, the Mets are good. The Nationals are very good. The Braves are very good. The Marlins are better now. The Marlins are going to be better this year. Like the Phillies, and then they have to play the American League East. You got to deal with the Yankees. They play the Yankees 6 straight games next week. Like the season starts next Thursday. The Yankees play the Nationals, and right after that, they're right into to play the Philadelphia Phillies for 6 straight. They play like 3 in Philadelphia and 3 in here. Literally, they play 6 games in a row, interleague play. Right off, like, it's a weird season this year, guys. But the Philadelphia Phillies, 38 of their 60 games against teams with a winning record. The Phillies have 20 road games versus teams that had a winning record last year. That's a very difficult obstacle to overcome, especially with the staff that they have. All right? The Arizona Diamondbacks are an intriguing team. And the D-backs, to put in perspective, get this. I don't even know how this is possible. But the D-backs, they only play 8 road games this year against teams with a winning record. And like 5 of them are against the Dodgers. You know what I mean? Like they play the Dodgers 5 times, and I don't even know. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah, the Arizona Diamondbacks, 8 road games this year against teams that had a winning record last year. And that includes, like I said, 6 against the Dodgers. The Cincinnati Reds, a very trendy team coming into the year, the Reds. And I'm starting to buy in a little bit. My deal with the Reds is just that the odds makers are bought in. There's not a ton of value bet in the Reds. Listen, their win total is 31.5, so they got to be 4 games over 500 at 32-28. But the Cincinnati Reds, if you look at them to make the playoffs or you think they can win a division, the Cincinnati Reds schedule is favorable out of the gate here. And, you know, in a 60-game season, guys, you get off to a hot start, and I don't care what, like, the name of your team is. Like, you're in the mix. You're in the mix. The Cincinnati Reds, 14 of their first 25 games that they play this year are against either the Detroit Tigers, the Kansas City Royals, or the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's an opportunity for the Cincinnati Reds to get off to a pretty good start. 14 of their 25 games are against the Tigers, the Royals, and the Pirates, who are going to be amongst the worst teams in baseball. So the Cincinnati Reds are in a favorable situation. The Texas Rangers have a weird schedule. And I'll tell you what, I've heard Joe Piscopia and Craig Mish talk a lot about the Rangers. And some people think the Rangers potentially are somewhat of a little bit of a sleeper in a 60-game season. They have a chance to start off hot, but then it gets really tough for them. The Rangers play 17 of their first 22 games against losing teams. But the Texas Rangers also travel 14,706 miles. How the hell is that possible? How the hell are you traveling 14,000 miles in a 60-game season when you're playing like your own division all the time? Like the Texas Rangers are screwed. And another thing is, this is like the new way to handicap things, but I'll tell you right now. Remember what I said earlier about San Diego, okay? San Diego, guys, They played 23 games in the month of September, San Diego did. 20 of them are in the state of California. And even though the state of California isn't doing great with COVID right now, it's spiking and Gavin Newsom's closing bars and stuff, they'll be safe at home. And at least they're not traveling anywhere. San Diego's not traveling. They're going to go to L.A. They're going to take a bus. They'll take a charter to San Francisco. Literally, they won't leave the state, which means they won't get coronavirus as much. Like, basically what I'm telling you is, if I can bet on which team's going to have the most cases of coronavirus, give me the Texas Rangers for 500, Alex. Yeah, they're flying 14,706 miles this year. Good luck with that. Yeah, between you imagine flying 14,000 miles a year. Come on. It's going to, yeah, between all those trips, they're going to get it. There's going to be a bunch of dudes that get it. So, and not to mention they live in Texas. 17 of the 22 games against losing teams. So they get off to a hot start. But overall, their schedule then gets hard after the 22. The next 38 games are hard. The winning percentage of 518. All right. So Texas could get off to a hot start and surprise people. I don't think they will. The Boston Red Sox. And I feel really bad about this because, you know, nobody wants to see the Red Sox struggle. You know, say what you will about the Red Sox. Their fans are obnoxious, but the Red Sox being good is good for baseball, and nobody wants to see them struggle. Ah! Who am I kidding? We've been waiting for this, Boston. We've been waiting for this. You guys, listen. People used to feel sorry for the Boston Red Sox and Boston as a sports town as a whole. It was like, man, pretty passionate sports fans, but they just can't win. Then you guys win, then you just become the biggest obnoxious jerk-offs in the history of sports fans. And listen, I don't think the Patriots are going to suck. I think they're going to battle for the division with the Buffalo Bills. I think the Red Sox are going to start to fade, though. And, you know, I won't cry any tears if the Boston Bruins get eliminated in the playoffs. So, you know what? I was just being sarcastic when I said it's too bad the Red Sox are in tough here. And I'm sorry for my main man, Shano, right now that's tuning in. Is Shano here? Is he at work? Good guy. Works at a hospital. Great guy. But I can't. So as far as the Red Sox are concerned, listen, they still have talent. You know what I mean? But the thing is with the Red Sox, if you're wondering, I think they're going to be better than people think. How about this, guys? This is insane. The Boston Red Sox play 13 of their first 23 games against two teams. 13 of their first 23 games, the Boston Red Sox are against the Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Yankees. Listen, if the Red Sox do well out of the gate here, they're going to be in a good spot. All right, so yeah, 13 of the Red Sox first 23 games are against the Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Yankees. You know, the Red Sox don't want to spend money moving forward, although as much as, you know, the Red Sox have been criticized, and trust me, they have been by their own fans even, they did offer Mookie Betts $300 million, as we find out. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Late Night. I am Renzi. The countdown is on, and I'm not talking about the Seattle Sounders and the Chicago Fire. I want to set my TV on fire after watching the MLS all day. Brutal, man. Holy crap. But listen, if you bet on the overs and you bet on the draws today, of course, I took a draw in the nightcap, and the two games that I don't take the draw in, you know, ended a draw. It's the way that it works. So, yeah, we had three overs today in the MLS. Three overs and two draws. That's big money. Three overs and two draws. You never know what you're going to get in the MLS. We have the Chicago Fire. Chicago Fire and the Seattle Sounders. They're the first ones up. They're the first ones up in the MLS. And, you know, at this point, like I said, I don't even know, like, God, this is a horrible day today. Basically, we're going to play these Korean baseball picks that Ricky Sanders gave us, and we're going to hope for the best. So the Chicago Fire, that's at 5:30 Eastern in the morning, 2:30 Pacific. And, you know, one thing with the MLS, listen, I get that it's hot in Orlando, but, like, really, do you have to play at 9 in the morning, man? Like, even 11 in the morning would be a difference, you know? Like, 8 a.m., it's 6 in the morning on the West Coast, guys. Like, it's 6 in the freaking morning. So the Seattle Sounders, and listen, the Seattle Sounders are a team that are actually from the West Coast. Although, you know, their body clock will be somewhat adjusted then now. You really don't, though. On your mind, you're always, I've been on the West Coast for over a month right now, and I still think about East Coast time often. So the Chicago Fire, plus 200. The draw is plus 250. The Seattle Sounders are plus 110. And the Sounders played the Earthquakes, and that game was a draw. They didn't look great. I give credit to the Earthquakes, though. The Earthquakes actually did look good. Our boy Kyle in Toronto, you know, we got a lot of soccer fans that call in the show and stuff with picks. You know, Kyle's got to shoot us a call. Kyle's all over. He's jumped on the bandwagon. He's a San Jose Earthquake guy now. Go Quakes. go Quakes. So Chicago played New England, of course, 1-1. And the Sounders are coming off a draw as well. Yeah, you know, the Sounders should win the match, and I'm expecting that they play better, actually, after they have a game under their belt right now. All right, so we got some MLS action in the morning. I'll be looking at the under, even though we had three straight overs in the MLS. I think, you know, it's not going to – everyone's going to jump on the over now. Well, three straight overs is going to go under. And so we'll – man, we're sweating a lot tonight. I think it's the MLS. The MLS has me sweating, man. Not even that hot, and I'm sweating. It's like, yeah, it's the MLS, I think. Man, I'm sweating like groundskeeper Willie under the lights. So Major League Baseball is on the way back. We'll recap our picks for the Korean League and the soccer and everything. Can't say sports aren't back, man. We're giving you picks for stuff at like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. Yeah, so as I was saying, though, I don't like the crowd noise on FS1, and listen, I get it. Ooh, it's hot. You're all right. Whatever, man. It's hot. Whatever, dude. You guys are taking, like, water breaks all the time. It's annoying. And you got 5 substitutions you're allowed. You know, like, seriously, 9 in the morning, I get it that it's hot, but, well, you can't play at 11 in the morning, at least so it's 8 a.m. on the West Coast. Like, Seattle Sounder fans have to get up at 6 a.m. to watch this crap right now. And I know I got to watch this crap now because I got to get my money back on this crap. All right, so as far as baseball is concerned, we were talking about the Red Sox 13 of the first 23 games are against the Rays or the Yankees. All right? The Baltimore Orioles. Listen, the Orioles win total is like so low, and like you're wondering, all right, can the Orioles get on track and do anything and maybe surprise people? No. No, they can't. And, you know, can the Orioles win 22 games this year? I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I want to believe and say, well, you know, it's not a lot of games. Can they surprise people? Probably not, no. Listen, their win total is 20 and a half, so they got to get to 21. They got to get to 21 wins. 21 and 39, and you win your bet. Thing is, 29, I don't know. I think they'll probably go like 19 and like 41 or something like that. They're going to be right around the 20 and a half, but they won't get there. The problem for Baltimore is, number one, they suck. Number two is their schedule is a killer. They have to play the Rays all the time. They play the Yankees all the time. The Blue Jays might not be great, but the Blue Jays kick the crap out of the Baltimore Orioles. All right? They always have. Like the Blue Jays are like 26-4 or something like that. The last 30 times, like even more than that. Like, I swear, we'll get the numbers. Like, it's insane. Like, the Blue Jays, it's free money when they play the Orioles. Listen to the Orioles. They go through one stretch. They play 15 straight games against the Rays, the Yankees, the Nationals, and the Phillies. What do you think they're going to go in that 15-game stretch? 3-12? 15 straight games against the Rays, Yankees, Nationals, and Phillies. And then another, they play 21 straight games against the Mets, Yankees, Braves, Rays, and Red Sox. The Baltimore Orioles might be lucky to win 16 games. Like, they honestly, I'm starting to think they probably will be like 15-45. 17-43. Think about that. 15 straight games against the Tampa Bay Rays, the New York Yankees, the Washington Nationals, and the Philadelphia Phillies. Like, honestly, out of those 15 games, what are they going to win? Like, best case scenario, they win 5 of them. Then they play 21 straight games against the Mets, Yankees, Braves, Rays, and Red Sox. Out of those 21, I think they win, what, 5? So that's 10 wins out of 36 games. Yeah, I don't, you know, it's an incredibly low number at 20 and a half, but I don't have confidence in it. I don't, and I like buying low. I like buying these stocks low, but I can't buy in here. It's just, I can't, like, it's not, especially when you look at his schedule, man. So we talked about San Diego, and I do buy into San Diego, guys. I think San Diego is a play-on team this year. I think San Diego, they have all the elements. They've got good pitching. They've got a decent bullpen. They've got like Manny Machado. They got veteran stars. They got a young superstar. There's a lot to like about this San Diego team, actually. And as the season approaches, I'm buying in more and more with San Diego. I'm buying more and more. The division is very manageable that they play in as well, besides the LA Dodgers. San Diego, to me, is going to be a play-on team. And their win total is 30.5, so it means they got to be a 500 team. They got to be 31-29, two games over 500 in a 60-game season. We can get into their playoff odds a little bit. We talked about their schedule. It's a manageable schedule. And they don't leave the state of California in September. They play 3 games against the Seattle Mariners. All right, so I think San Diego have an opportunity to make some noise. They did not expand the playoffs, though, guys, right? Remember, in the NFL, they expanded the playoffs. The NFL, they added another team. So we talk about NFL playoff props. Yeah, they got a chance. They add another slot, you know? Baseball, they didn't this year. Baseball, they didn't. So there's no free passes to get into the playoffs this year. It's not a 14-team playoffs, not a 16-team playoff. There's no free passes. So it's not going to be easy for San Diego to make the playoffs. But I could live with betting their win total. And I'm just telling you, San Diego is going to be a play-on team for me this year. I'm going to have my eye on San Diego. We told you. You know, they have a very favorable schedule. They have a chance to close strong. They have a bunch of young dudes. They should be all right from COVID. They don't have to travel around either and expose themselves to COVID. 20 of the 23 games in the state of California in the month of September. And if in case you're wondering what the odds are for San Diego to make the playoffs, San Diego to make the playoffs, +320. San Diego to make the playoffs, yes, +320. No, -430. San Diego to make the playoffs, yes, +320. The New York Mets, a team that we did very well with last year. You know, Pete Alonso was a great story. He's a great player. He's a great dude. He's an easy guy to like. And, you know, the Mets were struggling. It was around the trade deadline. People thought they were going to be sellers. They ended up bringing in Marcus Stroman. And they were just on fire, man. The Mets were on fire. They were such a profitable and a fun team to bet on. It's too bad they don't have Noah Syndergaard, but anybody that follows the Mets knows that the New York Mets, whatever can go wrong, sort of will. And remember I said earlier, since the Texas Rangers play in Texas, which is a cesspool of COVID, and then secondly, they travel 14,000 miles. They're going to expose themselves. If there's another team that I can say that somehow something weird will happen, it's going to be the Mets. The Mets will all go out to dinner somewhere in like Florida or something, and they're all going to get it. Like the Mets, I'm telling you, like I used to sort of think, nah. Like when I lived in New York, and anyone that liked the Mets would say, I don't get excited about anything the Mets do. They're like, the Mets will break your heart. I'm like, guys, they're doing great. They're doing great. Nah, they'll break your heart. All right, they'll break your heart. So listen, the Mets, I like the Mets. It's too bad they don't have Noah Syndergaard. I think the Mets, the fact that there's a designated hitter, it helps them. It's able to get Cepedes into the lineup right now. The Mets are going to be competitive, but the problem is the Mets division is tough. Like the Mets to me are like a 500 or a little bit better than a 500 team. You know what I mean? But is that enough to win? I don't know. And the problem with the Mets is too, the final 10 games of the season for them is not easy. It's the Braves, 3 against the Braves, 3 against the Rays, and 4 against the Nationals. So if you're the Mets, you better put yourself in a good position before you get into the final 10 games of the season. The Houston Astros. Listen, I think the Astros are going to be good. I hate them. They're cheating son of a bitches. But I think they're going to be good still. They have a chip on their shoulder. They still have devastatingly good pitching. They're still loaded, guys. So they lose Garrett Cole. It doesn't really matter. It matters a bit, but whatever. Like, seriously, if you look at their lineup with the garbage cans or not, plus, they're not sorry. Right? And they're not going to have to face the wrath of any fans. So they're going to have a chip on their shoulder as well because they're going to want to prove that they're good, even though, you know, they're good without the garbage cans and all that and the cheating. But the Astros play 16 of their final 22 games on the road. You want to talk about teams that are screwed, the Angels, guys. 26 games against the Astros, A's, and Dodgers. That's 43% of their schedule. And the Atlanta Braves. The Braves play 14 of their 20 interleague games against the Yankees, the Rays, and the Red Sox, man. All right? That's not easy. 14 of their 20 league games against the Yankees, Rays, and Red Sox. They also play 20 games in 20 days once.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Left, so let's get down to the picks. Ricky Sanders joined us earlier, and Ricky's one of the best in the business at breaking down the Korean league. Let's start off here. We're going to lay the run and a half. We're going to lay the run and a half with the KT Wiz. KT Wiz against the Hanwha Eagles. So KT Wiz minus a run and a half, minus 132. We're going to take the Lotte Giants and Dan Straley on the hill here. Minus 130 with the Lotte Giants against the LG Twins. So we're going to lay it up 130 with the Lotte Giants. The NC Dinos and the Kiwoom Heroes. We're going to take the Heroes here. Who wants to be a hero? So we're going to be a hero. So I want to be a hero. We're going to be Kiwoom Heroes tonight. Minus 128 with the Kiwoom Heroes against the NC Dinos. The Dinos have their worst pitcher on the hill here tonight. And a live underdog tonight. SK Wyvern up to plus 176 right now, actually, with SK Wyvern. So the plays of the night tonight, I guess if you're looking at a best bet, I would look at the KT Wiz laying a run and a half. Looks like they should be able to roll. Their offense has scored like five or more runs in five of their seven last games. So this KT Wiz offense has been rolling. So we're going to lay a run and a half at the KT Wiz. We'll take the Lotte Giants at minus 130. We'll take the Keewom Heroes at minus 128. And we'll take the SK Wyverns at plus 176. And I don't know why the hell I'm going to do this to myself, but give me the Seattle Sounders. Give me the Seattle Sounders in the morning to beat the Chicago Fire. And we'll go under 2.5. You know, listen, Seattle are very good defensively. This game, I think Seattle win like 2-0 or something like that. But I don't know, man. It's at 9 in the morning, right? You never freaking know with this stuff. Tune in to Game Time Decisions. We're going to break down the basketball tournament. And I know how good this Marquette team is, but I just can't get on the sideline and cancel it right now. So, sideline cancel it is. You're not drunk, bro.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.